We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tfilas Arvis, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Chof Aleph, page 484. V'zeh b'chinas ma shomer Hashem Yisborach l'dover ha-melech l'v'sholem, v'hoyo ki imlu yamecha. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been discussing till now, we can understand Hashem's words to Dover ha-melech, she-dovid rotzo livnois habayis. Dover HaMelech wanted to be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'heishiv lo Hashem Yisborach, Hashem responded to him, Shebechayov lo yizkeh lozeh. That while Dover HaMelech is physically living, he will not have the privilege to make that happen. Ki im achar histalkusoy yivne benoyis ha-Beis HaMikdash. But rather, after Dover HaMelech will pass away, his son Shlomo HaMelech will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ikar shleimus hasogas hatoyro hu beveis hamikdosh, because we know that the place on earth where a person is capable of achieving the highest level of understanding of Torah is in the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshom hu bechinas tachlis habitul. That's the place where a Jew can achieve the highest degree of bitul. Lifnai vilifnim, in the inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdosh, beveis kodshei kodoshim. Sheshom nichnas ha-Kohen Gadol pamachas bashana b'yom ha-Kippurim kanal. That's where the Kohen Gadol, who is one of the holiest Jews, went in there one day a year on the holiest day, on Yom Kippur. Sheshom ho-yo-oimed al-ho-even shesio ho-oro-inim al-uchais. And in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the Even Shesia was the Lucha, the Oroin with the Luchais, Shehem Klal HaTorah, which represents the totality of the Torah. Kimishom Teitzei Torah. And we know that it's from the Beis HaMikdosh, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Oroin, that's where the Torah emanates to the whole world. The Pasuk says, Kimitzioin Teitzei Torah. From Yerushalayim comes forth Torah, and referring to the center of Yerushalayim, which is the Beis HaMikdosh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we know that that's where the most learned rabbis of Klal Yisrael sat, the Sanhedrin Agdoila, the greatest Talmid Chachamim. V'alkein ikar tikun ho'ilomois, shenimshach al yidei kabolas ha-toiro, loy nishlam ad shenivne habayis bimei shloimoi, kamoi she'isa isa b'kisvi arizal. And this is why we know that the main tikun of all the worlds, which was to be brought about through kabolas ha-toiro, was not completed at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah on Shavuos on Har Sinai, but rather it was completed during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, as the Arizal says, Shebimei Moshe Loichozro Hashchino Kiim Bebechinas Ocher Baocher. During the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the Shechino returned to us, we know that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that injected a zuama into Chava, and that caused the Shechina to leave to a large degree from mankind, from the world. And when the Torah tells us that at the time of Matan Torah, posko zuamosam, this zuama, this filth came to an end, the after effects of the eating from the Eitz Hadas, and the Shechina did return to Klal Yisrael, but the Arizal says it wasn't in its best form, but rather the Yichud between the Shechina and Hashem was in the form of Ocher Ba'ocher, back to back, as we've discussed previously. V'loy nisiachto b'b'chinas ponim b'ponim ad yemei shloimoi shenivna bayis. And the Arizal tells us that the Shechina, the Yichud between Hashem and the Shechina in its truest form, in its best form, which is ponim b'ponim, face to face, that didn't take place until the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when the Beis HaMikdash was built. Ayin Shom, look in the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal explains this. V'ze b'chinas b'yoyim chasunosoi zumatn toiro, u'b'yoyim simchas liboi ze binyan Beis HaMikdash. This is what it means, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it speaks about Kaviyochol Hashem's wedding day and the day of Hashem's rejoicing. Matan Torah, Chasunosoi, the Gemara says, refers to Matan Torah, when Hashem was wedded to Klal Yisrael. But B'yoyim Simchas Lipoi was at the base, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ki Iker Shleimus Hasogas HaTorah B'chinas Matan Torah Hu Bebeis HaMikdash Sheshom Tachlis Habito Lefnai V'lefnim Shemishom Kol HaTorah Kanal. That's the main Hasogas HaTorah and Shleimus of Hasogas HaTorah. Val Kain, David, Sherotzo, Ligmor, Tikkun Zeh, Livnoi Sabei Samikta, Shishom, Ikra Bechinas, Habitul, Ikra Hasogas HaTorah Kanal. And this is why when David HaMelech expressed the fact that he wanted so desperately to be the one to complete this tikkun of building the Beis Hamikdash, which would be the place of the highest level of bitul and the ikra sugas haTorah, Hashiv lo Hashem Yisborach, Hashem answered him, she tikkun niflo v'noira kozeh, yefsher she yisakein b'chayev. That this awesome, great tikkun, it's impossible for David HaMelech to complete it while he's physically living. Rak hu tzorech lehistalik tchila. But rather, David HaMelech has to pass away first. V'oz al yidei histalkusoi daiko, yizke benoi lahamshich oyer mehorishimu sheloi, livnoi sabei samikdosh, ulasakein kol atikkun hazeh b'shleimus. And if, when David HaMelech would pass away, as a result of David HaMelech's passing, that would enable Shloima HaMelech to receive, in other words, as a result of David HaMelech doing this ultimate bitul, which is passing away, his son Shloima HaMelech would be mamshich from the oyer harishimu of his father's bitul, the light that he would need to build the Beis HaMikdash and to accomplish this tikkun b'shleimus. V'alkein be'emes nikra kol ha'beis hamikdash al shem David. And this is why we find throughout the Torah that in many places the Beis Hamikdash is called Beis David. Kama shekosuv re'ei beischa David. Even though he didn't build it. Why should the Torah say that? The Torah is emes. Ki ha'koel al yodoi. Because the entire tikkun of the Beis Hamikdash was done through David HaMelech. Because the Gemara says that tzaddikim are greater in their passing than during their lifetime. And what the tzaddik doesn't complete during when he's physically living, he does complete after his histalkus. As in the case of David HaMelech regarding the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Shishom Ikra Bitul, Shishom Tikkun Kol Hoylamos. The Beis HaMikdash is the place of the highest degree of Bitul, and the Beis HaMikdash is the Tikkun of all the worlds. V'chein motzino b'Moshe Rabbeinu l'Hashem. We find the same similarly by Moshe Rabbeinu. Sherotzo lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted desperately to be zeichet to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'lichboi sh'Eretz Yisrael bi'atzmoi. And to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael from the nations that were inhabiting it by himself. V'lohinicho Hashem Yisborach. And yet Hashem did not allow him to. V'omar Hashem said to him when he was davening so desperately to get to Eretz Yisrael, he davened 515 tefillos, and Hashem said to him, "Al toisev daber elai oid badovrazeh, stop davening," because Hashem knew if he would say one more tefillah, 516, Hashem would have to allow him to get to Eretz Yisrael. Just as we know, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman ben Feger. Davened very hard, and he was zocher to get to Eretz Yisrael. And Rebbe Nachman ben Feger's bigimatria 516. Ki lichboi sheretz Yisrael lohitzia me'ashiva amomin ulamosro liYisrael, because to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to take it out of the hands of these seven powerful nations that inhabited at the time, and to turn it over to Klal Yisrael, sheze ikra tikkun, which is the main tikkun, ki shom beretz Yisrael. Heim kol hakedusha is because Eretz Yisrael is the place of or the center of all holiness of the world. V'shom abeis hamikdash sheshom ikra bitul ulenatzeach melchama kozois. And in order to win the war, the battle for Eretz Yisrael, befrat b'tchila, especially in the beginning, lohoitzi kol Eretz Yisrael mi'asit rachra, to rescue Eretz Yisrael and take it out of the hands of the Sidra Achra, the other side, lahachzira la kedusha, and return it to the Jewish people, to the kedusha, shebozeh toloi hakoil, upon which everything is dependent. All the tikkunim that Eretz Yisrael could accomplish could only be when it's in the hands of Klal Yisrael. Al kein gam Moshe Rabbeinu olav Hashem lo yoya yochoy lenatzeach melchom hazois bechayov. Moshe Rabbeinu could not complete this, could not win this battle while he was physically living. kiyim la'achar instal kusei daika, but rather he had to pass away first. Shedaika achar instal kusei kovash Yehoshua Talmido is called Yisrael bekoichoi shel Moshe atzmoi, and it was only after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away that his student Yehoshua was zeicher to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu himself, with Moshe Rabbeinu's power. We know that in the first chapter of Yehoshua, where Moshe Rabbeinu, it speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu passing away and Yehoshua taking over, and it says there that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Yehoshua and he gave him tremendous words of encouragement. And if you take a look at that chapter, you'll see that the word chazak or chazek is mentioned three times. Three times Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, be strong, be encouraged. And I heard from my father-in-law, Zichron Avraham, Rav Rosenfeld, that chazak three times is bigematria Moshe, to show that Yehoshua's strength would be coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Rav Nosson Zal says now, asher l'choyra hadovor tomua, because there seems to be an obvious question about this. Rebbe loishono, Reb Chiya menole. This is a famous expression in the Gemara, where the Gemara shows that a particular rabbi didn't know a certain item or couldn't resolve a certain item, and then the Gemara seems to show that his student resolved it. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. We know that there was a famous rabbi and student, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and his student, his close student, Rebbe Chiya. So the Gemara says, if Rebbe didn't learn this, how would Rebbe Chiya know this? If the rabbi doesn't know, how would the student know? Meaning, im Moshe lo hoya lo koyach lichnois velich boisharet Yisrael, if Moshe Rabbeinu, the rabbi, wasn't privileged to enter into Eretz Yisrael and conquer Eretz Yisrael, how in the world could his student Yehoshua possibly do it? However, based on what we're learning in this halacha, it becomes very clear. Ki bevadai kol ma shekovash Yehoshua hakol kovash Moshe biatzmoi. Because definitely, everything that Yehoshua achieved and all the conquerings that Yehoshua did, that was Moshe Rabbeinu at work. It was all Moshe Rabbeinu's doing. Ki hakol al yidei Moshe daiko, because all of it was accomplished through Moshe Rabbeinu. Rak shedovor godol kozel lichboish Eretz Yisrael batchila afilu Moshe lo yochel ligmor bechayov. However, something as great as this, to conquer Eretz Yisrael for the first time, to take it out of the hands of the Sitra Achra that inhabited at that time, those seven nations, and put it back into the hands of the Jews, this Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't complete during phase one of his life, which is his physical life, but rather only al yedei istalkusei, through his passing away, through his leaving the physical world and entering a higher place where he becomes even more powerful. Shedaika al yedei istalkusei zocho letachles habitul. It's through Moshe Rabbeinu's passing away that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved his greatest bitul. Shenestalik bebchinas raiva deraiva. We know the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away specifically on Shabbos at Mincha time, which is Rotzayn Sheberetzaynois, which is the highest level bitul. And as the Arizal tells us, we know the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu during his lifetime achieved only 49 of the 50 levels of bina. There's a famous pasuk in Tehillim, "Vatechasreu me'at me'elokim." Moshe Rabbeinu was missing a drop from Hashem, from heavenliness. And Elokim is one of the names of Hashem that's used sometimes to refer to Bina. So of Elokim, the Gemara says that of the 50 gates of Bina, Moshe Rabbeinu had 49. The Arizal says, but that's during his physical lifetime. When he passed away, naturally, that's when he hit the 50th level. As we find, the Arizal says, the word neshama, which means soul, the word neshama is the letters Moshe Nun. That even though in his physical form, in bodily form, he didn't achieve the 50th level, as a soul, he most definitely did. And as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was laid to rest on Har Nevo. The Arizal says the word Nevo is Nun Bo. The 50th level was achieved there, in that at that location. When he passed, he went up. Passing away means going up. He was at 49 when he was physically living. He went up to 50 with his Histalkus. Just as a side note, I once heard from my father-in-law, Zechon Levracha, Rav Rosenfeld, that we know that it wasn't 49/50. The fraction is much higher than that. We know that each name of Hashem has a different number of tzirufim, whereby this name of Hashem, depending on the letters, can form different combinations. So that, for example, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is four letters, but two of the letters are identical. The Hey appears twice. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has 12 different formations. Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the tziruf for Chodesh Nisan, which we happen to be in today. And then there's Yud Vav Hey Hey, and there's Yud Hey Hey Vav. You know, the 12 different combinations. Hashem's name Elokim, Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem, where each one of the five letters is different, has 120 different combinations. If you take those five letters, you can form 120 different tzirufim of them. Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem, Aleph, Lamed, Yud, Mem, Hey. You know, if you work it out, it's called factorial in algebra, I believe. So the Arizal says that of the 120 tzirufim of Elikim, of the 120 combinations of Elikim, Moshe Rabbeinu had, it says, Vatechasrehu, Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking Ma'at from Elikim. Ma'at is 119. Moshe Rabbeinu had achieved 119 of the 120 tzirufim of Elikim. That's what a high level he was on when he was physically living. But when he passed away, that's when he achieved the Bitul Bishleimus. That's when he was on a much higher level. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, his student Yeshua was Zeicha, with the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu, using the strength of the Histalkus of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lichboish Eretz Yisrael, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Lahachnia Sitra Achra, to subdue all the forces of the Sitra Achra there, Ulahalo Sakidusha, to elevate the Kedusha, Ulasakin Kol Ha'olamos, and to make a tikkun for all the worlds, plural. Ki latikkun Godel V'noira Kozeh, because in order to achieve incredibly awesome tikkun like this, Bechinas Tikkun Hasodo Helyoina, which is the concept of the Tikkun for the heavenly field that Rabbein Azal speaks about in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, Hoyatzorich Moshe Lehistalik Daika. Moshe Rabbeinu had to pass away. As Rabbein Azal explains there in Likutei Moran, that the great tzaddik is able to achieve tremendous things when he's physically living. But sometimes there is a level of tikkun that's needed, which even the greatest tzaddik has to be nostalgic. As Rabbein Azal said when he was traveling with Rav Nosson Zal from the city of Breslov to Uman, when Rabbein Azal was relocating to spend the final 6 months of his life in Uman, and on the way, Rabbein Azal told a story about the Baal Shem Tov and how the Baal Shem Tov came to a certain place where there were many, many neshamos that needed a tikkun, and how he was involved in their tikkun. And Rabbein Azal said to Rav Nosson Zal that in Uman, there are waiting for me thousands and tens of thousands of neshamos that require a tikkun. And Rabbein Azal alluded to the fact that he was going to have to pass away there in order to effect the tikkun of these neshamos. And Rav Nosson Zal questioned him by saying, but Rebbe, didn't you say in Torah Samachay and Likutei Moran that the tzaddik, the great, great tzaddik, is able to accomplish this b'chayov while he's physically living? And Rabbein Azal said, that's a certain b'china of this, meaning there are certain levels of this, of shlemus of this, that can be achieved while the tzaddik is physically living. But just as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, just as we see by Dovra Melech, just as we see by the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, there were certain tikkunim that they had to accomplish that they could only accomplish with their histalkus, only after their passing away. Like Moshe Rabbeinu leading the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, like Dovra Melch building the Beis HaMikdosh, and like Rabbein Azal doing the tikkunim that we believe Be'emunah Shleima he's doing at his Tzion HaKodesh in Uman, which we just had the privilege of returning to Eretz Yisrael a few hours ago from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan trip of Tavshin Samach זין. וידי זה דייקו נגמר התיקון וכנל. And it's through the tzaddik passing away, that's what gives him the ability to complete this tikkun. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Al mishkovi b'leilois bikashti es sh'av onafshi, bikashtiv v'loi metzosiv, metzouni ha'shoimrim, ha'soivivim es ha'sheshan el-yoyna. Pirush Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Moshe v'aroin, that the shoimrim refers to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, and the pasuk continues there, Kim'at she'ovarti mehem. Pirush Rashi and Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Koroiv lefrishusa mimeni, l'seif arboim shana, close to the time when they left me, which was at the end of the 40 years in the desert, haynu besamuch achar shenistalku, close to the time when they passed away, ad shemotsosi, then I found, shohoyo imi bimei Yehoshua, kaviyochel the Shechina was with me during the time of Yehoshua, Lichboish Shloishim V'Echot Malochim, to succeed in conquering 31 kings that inhabited Eretz Yisrael at that time. Achazdiv V'loy Arpenu. Ayin Shom B'Pirush Rashi. Take a look over there in Rashi, in Shir HaShirim, where Rashi HaKodesh elaborates on what we're saying here. Hainu Kanal, and it's tied into what we're learning about here. Shedaiko achar histalkus hatzad tzadik hagodol hoamiti, that it's specifically after the passing away of the true great tzadik, yecholin limtzoy es Hashem Yisborach. That's when those that remain behind, his students, those that are close to him, are able to find Hashem. Afal pi shebetchila loizochla. Even though at first they were not privileged to find him, and they felt dejected and rejected. Bechinas, as the pasuk says there, bikashtiv v'loy matzosiv. I searched and I didn't find. Ukama shapirush Rashi, as Rashi Kodesh elaborates over there, look in Shir HaShirim over there. Ein sham. Afal pikein, achar histalkusoy daiko. However, after the tzaddik's passing, yecholin lamotzoy yisborach. We can find Hashem. Bibchinas kim'at she'ovarti mahem at shematzosi. They just left and I found. Shapirusha, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there, li'achar instalkusam, after these Moshe and Aaron HaKohen passed away. Hainu kemo shekosafnu lamala, as we mentioned earlier, shedaiko bekoyach histalkus hatzadik. It's through the power that's generated as a result of the tzaddik passing away, shezocho lebitul kozeh, the tzaddik is zocho to such an incredible bitul, kedei lahamtik toikef oitzem hadinim hakoshim iklal Yisrael, in order for him to be able to sweeten the most severe, powerful midas hadin, to remove it from klal Yisrael, shelo hoya efshel vatlam b'shum bitul elo ein soif barotzi v'shoif, which the tzaddik could not achieve through the highest levels of bitul that he would attempt, which are in the category of Rotzi Vashoiv, where he's still coming back down. He's going up, but he's coming back down. Kiyim al yidei histalkusei mamish. But rather, the tzaddik has to take a one-way trip, a one-way ticket, to go up and not come back down, to do that bitul, that final bitul. Ve'oz daiko nimta kadin. And that's what gives him the ability to sweeten the din completely. And then the students that remain behind, or all kinds of new people, have the ability to come close to Hashem as a result of the tzaddik's passing away. Ki hatzadik nistalek b'shvil ze daika, because this is why the tzaddik passes away specifically. Kedei sheyigmor b'moisoi, so that with his passing, he should be able to complete what he was not able to complete while he was physically living. K'may Moshe, v'Aaron, v'David. Just as in the examples that we have of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, David HaMelech. Paragraph Chof Beis. V'ze b'chinas Hashem l'mabul Yoshov hanemar alinyin matan Torah kanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to what he was speaking about a few paragraphs earlier, the chapter of Tehillim, Mizmor LeDovid, Hovul Hashem B'nei Elim, Hovul Hashem Kovayt Voiz, which we said has the seven koilos in it, whereby that chapter in Tehillim refers to Matan Torah on Har Sinai. כי כל מתן תורה נמשך מבחינת הנעל, מבחינת הביטול הנעל. Because the whole concept of Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah, or a Jew receiving the Torah, comes through Beitul that we're speaking about here. Shenimshach al yidei toikef hadin chas v'sholem, which is achieved usually by an introduction of a major severe midas hadin. First there has to be super powerful dinim, and those dinim are what force the tzaddik or the Jew to go into super Beitul. And when he goes up to Beitul to the Oyer Ein Sof, that's when he brings down with him Torah. Kamo Yishom Razal, as the Gemara says, Shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahachzir Esoilom L'Toyu Vavoyu. Kavyochel, Hashem wanted to return the world to complete darkness. Ze Bechinas Toira Mipi HaGvura Nitna. And this is why the Gemara uses such an unusual expression. The Gemara says that the Torah was given to us Mipi HaGvura, from the Midas HaGvura of Hashem. Remember, there was thunder and lightning, and the whole mountain was smoking, and the Koil Shofar. And now we can understand why the Torah says that Hashem put the mountain over the heads of the Jewish people, and he said to them, either you accept the Torah or I'll bury you here. At the time of Matan Torah, there was a super hisgabrus of Midas Hadin, Shel Rosh Hashanah, the din of Rosh Hashanah. V'Yisrael hayu kedoshim oz ma'od ma'od, and the Jewish people at that time were on a super high level of kedusha. They had separated from their wives for 3 days. V'zochu oz b'shas toikef hadin levatel atzmon legamri b'tachas habitul. And as a result of all the midas hadin that Hashem turned on in the world at that time, that enabled Klal Yisrael to be mevatel themselves b'tachlas habitul, to go into super bitul. V'oz zochu ayde habitul lahamshech ha'toyra me'oyer harashimu. And then they were zochu through that bitul to draw the Torah down from the light of the Rashimu. Shemishom kol ha'torah kanal. That's where all the Torah comes from, as we've discussed earlier. Shazeh b'chinas koil shofar. This is the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. B'chinas shofar shel kabbalas ha'toyra, which corresponds to the shofar that was sounded at kabbalas ha'toyra. V'zeh b'chinas mashom razal shebechol dibur v'dibur shiyotza mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotzeson ishmoson. The Gemara says that each time Hashem spoke at Har Sinai, the souls of the Jewish people left them. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu himshech aleihem gishmei brocha, and Hashem had to draw upon us the rains of blessing. V'hech yosem, the tal of tchias ha'meisim, as is brought. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, geshem nedovois tonif elikim, haynu kanal, referring to the dew of, you know, this tal tchia of Matan Torah. Ki ma'sheyotzeson ishmosan b'chol dibur. Why did this happen? Why did their souls leave them? Why were we blown away at Matan Torah? That's the Beitul. V'heim zochu lebeitul koze ad shenistalku ayidei zeh. And Klal Yisrael was zochu to such a level of Beitul to the point that their neshamas left them. They passed away, in a sense. Aval Hashem yizborach richem aleihem. However, Hashem had rachmonis on us. V'heim shech aleihem gishmei brocho ad shechozru misham. Hashem brought upon us rains of blessing at the time, which brought us back, revived us. Tchias ha'meisim v'b'chinas rotzoi v'shoiv. If I'm not mistaken, I recall my father-in-law once mentioning that Rotzoi Vashoiv is Bigimatria Tarayag. Let's take a look for a moment. 297 and 6 is 303, and another 300 is 603, and 8 is 611, exactly. The words Rotzoi Vashoiv are Bigimatria, the word Torah, exactly. Umishom kiblu kol ha'toira, and that's where they receive the whole Torah. Shehi b'chinas meimei hadas, which is referred to as the waters of das. B'chinas gishmei brocha. Shenimshach me'oyer hershimu k'shechoizra me'abitul.